Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Guletu Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guletu will start off with the Netcare financial results. Are they a positive side or on the negative side?
Well, interesting, fairly neutral, but clear indications that the healthcare space in South Africa, especially when it comes to in-hospital paid patient days, is seeing a slight decline. So Netcare published their results yesterday. We'd be well aware that they are a hospital group that has a far-reaching landscape and over the last few years has obviously witnessed the advent of the pandemic. And overall, in their results now, has actually reported muted profits that only increased by 7.6%. What was also quite intriguing is that the company did participate in a share buyback program, essentially making sure that they acquire their own shares in the business as a way to alleviate and also gain some further control within the operations. The key theme about their guidance, though, is that they do highlight that there's been substantial growth in medically insured lives, but what they reduce to self-medication as well as less maternity cases impacting what they see as lower paid patient days. On the other hand, though, Life Healthcare just published their results this morning, just after 7 o'clock. They reported a 70% increase in their headline earnings per share. Now that's a measure of profit. And they're also looking to acquire new assets in our neighboring countries like Namibia. In terms of renal care. So seems as though, in contrast, both businesses in the hospital space, but performing very differently in terms of their operations and financial structure. But we will have further details on Life Healthcare's results later on Kaya Biz tonight.
So while you're out the country, right, we were very, very fortunate to see a decrease in the fuel price. Mm-hmm. It seems like that luck has run out.
Well, there's a number of influencing factors to that, right? Whilst I was out of the country, I'm aware that the currency was also slightly stronger to the US dollar, trading at levels of around 17 on to the greenback. From what we've seen, though, post the US elections, with the ongoing turmoil and conflict from a geopolitical point of view, Russia, Ukraine, and the conflict in the Middle East, all of this has contributed to what could be potentially be a price increase that we see in the price of fuel this December. And as we know, Caesar, by now, it's contributed by two things. Fundamentally, the exchange rate in terms of the currency between the dollar and the rand, and of course, what happens with the international oil price. And both of these key metrics have actually seen a significant increase in their performance. So this does mean that we could potentially see a fuel price increase come December. Expectations are that we could see for both fuel, I guess diesel and petrol, 47 cents per liter increase that could take place in December. Might come at a difficult time because it's typically when many South Africans do travel either for holidays or going back home to visit families and loved ones before making their return back in January to all the major metros and cities and hubs. But just an aspect that we need to budget for as South African consumers and travelers this coming December.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Not too bad at all. Yesterday, we did close in positive territory, 84,875 points, so rather flat. Currency-wise, we're still stable, 18.10 to the greenback, 22.73 to the pound, and 18.97 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Guletu Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.